You've become a practitioner of semen retention. You've refrained from nutting yourself everywhere, every single day. Yet, you're not experiencing the benefits everyone is raging about. You're not defective. There's a reason for that. Let me help you with it. It all boils down to energy and frequency, and whether the energy, the life force you're accumulating, is either remaining stagnant or transmuting itself for your benefit. Under the physical body lies a subtle, energetic body known as the psychic body, or light body, if you will. Simply put, it's the spiritual side of your body in this yin-yang, light and dark, dualistic realm we live within. This is an aspect of the body that is neglected. The chakras, the energy centers which align along the spine, are an artistic depiction of our endocrine system. Our endocrine system is comprised of endocrine glands. Endocrine glands are organs that make hormones, which are released directly into the bloodstream and travel all over the body. The hormones released by your glands make a big difference in your emotional state, and so regulating your hormones can significantly improve and balance your emotional state of being. Keep in mind that semen retention is an ancient practice, that our ancestors were steeped in tradition. A teaching that was spread the world over an ancient civilization was that of the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule simply states that we live a lifestyle beneficial to humanity through treating others the way we wish to be treated. Living a lifestyle in line with the Golden Rule is living a lifestyle conducive to the alignment of our inner alchemy. As you live by the Golden Rule, your chakras or endocrine glands align and release the necessary hormones to connect you to higher consciousness, to the source. Every action you make releases hormones, for your benefit or detriment. Fine-tuning the release of hormones through our lifestyle is how we can enter blissful states. Of course, it all begins with becoming practitioners of harnessing your sexual energy. And yes, females have their own source of sexual energy as well. When we've accumulated that energy, whether or not we're living from the heart is the deciding factor of whether or not the energy rises up our chakra centers. The heart chakra acts as the gateway, allowing or restricting the flow of energy. The lifestyle that we live either unlocks or locks up the heart chakra. Once we activate the heart chakra, the necessary hormones to begin the transmutation of our life force is then released. The energy flows up the spine and enters the pineal gland, which releases endogenous DMT, causing us to enter blissful states of consciousness and experience tremendous physical and spiritual benefits, such as an increase in energy, confidence, clarity, spiritual intuition, and an overall sense of well-being. The best way I can describe it, according to my experience, is that childlike spark and passion we once felt as children is rekindled. People journey countless miles to see the beauty that is the temples their ancestors left behind. But do they realize they live in a greater temple, one designed by the Creator Himself? A major hindrance that blocks the flow of sexual energy and prohibits us from entering a land flowing with milk and honey is a calcified pineal gland, or third eye. No matter how long you've been practicing semen retention, if your third eye is calcified, it will not function as intended, and you will not enter flow states where the universal wisdom of the ages flows through you. And so, the energy that has been churning within the root chakra, which revitalizes the body, becomes stagnant. The main culprits of a calcified pineal gland are fluoridated water and toothpastes, chlorinated swimming pools, processed foods filled with sugar and countless other poisons. Natural replacements can be found for all of the above mentioned. Essentially, not living a healthy and natural lifestyle causes our chakras or endocrine glands to become blocked, leading to disbalance, ultimately causing disease. These poisons, amongst many others, should be avoided at all costs. If one wishes to fully open his third eye, he should live as natural a lifestyle as possible, as our ancestors did.